Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C.O.G., whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Glory to God. So this evening I'll be teaching. I want you to pay attention. And we're not teaching for fun. We're teaching because some of the things we're sharing are very, very important. I started teaching on the subject of power on Sunday. Is that not power? So I'm going to continue. And today I'll talk a little bit about levels. There are different levels and different manifestations of power. How many of us know that favor is a dimension of God's power? Amen. You remember in the Bible when Esther wanted to meet with the king and she needed to find favor before the king, she had to engage in a dimension of God's power. Because favor is a dimension of God's power, she had to engage, she had to do something that triggered that manifestation of divine favor. And you remember what she did? She asked that they go and fast and pray. In other words, in the place of fasting and prayer, I can activate the power that is needed so that when the king sees me, instead of pushing me away, he would embrace me. Are we here together? That's a dimension of power. Just like I shared at Oxano Bootcamp, I also explained to us that wisdom is a dimension of power. Are we here together? Wisdom is a dimension of God's power. It's a dimension of God's power. If you look at the seven spirits of God, when we mentioned it, we talked about most of them. And I told you that many of them had to do a lot with things that are, you know, wisdom based. Are we here together? Yes. A lot of them has to do things that are wisdom based. So, if a person desires a dimension of wisdom, you want to operate at a particular level, which is a power level, there are certain things you need to engage to come into that level. Do you know that apart from reading books, studying things, there's a dimension of God's power that is wisdom that you attract by coming to the place of the reverential fear of God. The Bible says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The Bible says the secret things of God belongs to those that fear Him, and He will show them His covenant. So there's a dimension of God's favor you want to attract that has to do with wisdom, dimension of God's power that has to do with wisdom. For you to attract it, you have to know that the way to attract this one is to be a person that honors and fears God. Now, fear of God we're talking about here is not that you are scared. No, it's a reverential awe. The human being, you're not afraid, but you're just in awe of the fact that you are here at last. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yes. You know, so, and there's the dimension of God's power that has to do with, you know, healing the sick, delivering the oppressed, casting out devils. Now, whenever we say power, that's what people think of. That's the basic thing that people think of. That's what they remember. That's what they can connect with. That's what they can relate with whenever we say power. But there's more to it. Now, why am I talking about power? See, it takes power to be in charge. Don't ever live your life thinking that this power thing, let them just do it for pastors. There is a dimension of power I'm supposed to, I don't know if I'm going to get there today. If I don't get there today, it's supernatural. But I'm going to continue. I'll build on it, yes. There's a dimension of power that you will operate. Devils and demons will know that they have no right around your space. It's a power level. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are you? Are you getting what I'm saying here tonight? It's a power level. The dimension of God's power that keeps demons of darkness at bay. They can't come close to you. They know that you are a terror to them. And there's a level of life a believer will live. Demons can build a castle around your life. They can be comfortable to build their tabernacle in your heart, suggesting all manner of things, subjecting you to all manner of, you know, terrible, weak, beggarly life. And that's not your portion. Can you say that's not my portion? I'll never be there. Yes. No matter how righteous, let me not put it down. I would have said no matter how how beautiful and good your character is, and you are living as a believer, you have a good character, the Holy Spirit is working inside of you, and you have the character of God, you are behaving, but you do not understand the power dimension of that character, you can die like a chicken too. There are times where you look at the devil and say, you are a very good person, you are kind, you have gentleness, meekness, patience, and long-suffering. Then from the long-suffering has been converted to suffer long. No, you need to say, devil, get out of this place. No more. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here now? Yes. Many times we tolerate a lot of rubbish, a lot of nonsense. That's why the devil has that right over us as believers. Power puts you in control. Write that down. Power puts you in control. Power puts you in control. I'm in charge here. A security man stands in front of a gate. No matter who you are, I say, you're not going inside. This guy, you're wondering, what about it? What's this? It might even be a very elderly person that if you just move the Baba like this, you will move. But he says, you're not going anywhere. And if you cross your boundary, you will know the authority behind him. Are we getting what I'm trying to say here right now? So power puts you in control. It takes power to fulfill your purpose. If not, you will die just like that. It takes power to stay. The devil is going about like a roaring lion, seeking for who to do what? Devour. The Bible says, whom you should resist steadfastly in the faith. You resist him. Get out now in the name of Jesus. You resist him steadfastly in the faith. Glory to God. Yes. How many of us remember the story of Elijah? Elijah, the Bible talked about Elijah, who is a man of like passion as we are. Then at a particular point, Elijah wanted to command the heavens so that there will be no rain. Elijah did not just show up from nowhere, ordinary man. No, he had generated a dimension of power. That's why the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, Elijah was a man of like passion like you. He did what? He prayed how? Earnestly, that there will be no rain. But when he came in the Old Testament, you did not see the man praying earnestly. But when the man showed up, that thing that he commanded, he did not command it based on the feeling to command. He commanded it based on the fact that he had an encounter from behind. So he said, son, he said, rain, heavens, there will be no rain. He commanded and the heaven could not give rain. Now when rain will come back, he showed up and he commanded Ahab, move now, rain will come. Is that not? He did not just say that then go back to his house to sleep and say, rain will come. No. The Bible says he told his servant, go and wait. Then he started generating something again. That tells you that power can be generated. Are you getting what I'm saying? Power can be upgraded. Power can be moved from one level of concentration to another level of concentration. They brought a particular boy to Jesus, to the disciples of Jesus Christ, and that they asked that the disciples of Jesus Christ will heal the young man. Is that not? And the Bible says they couldn't. Now, it wasn't because they lacked power. They were doing some other things, but the level they were operating, it was a serious level. So when they got to Jesus and they said, Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples and they could not heal my son. Guess what Jesus Christ said to them? Jesus Christ said it clearly. He said, this kind goeth not except by what? Prayer and fasting. So power can be upgraded. So I want to show us how to level up in power so that we can start controlling and taking our place. Now that will lead me to teaching the different operations and different kinds of power you see in the Bible. Every time you see something in the Bible about power, sometimes it is so changed, you don't even know which one it is talking about. Are we here together now? You don't know which one it's talking about. There is dunamis, there is exousia, there is karatos, there is iskos, there is, which one again? So many of the energy. Many of them, about eight. And sometimes you just see it everywhere like that. Power, 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 power. You don't even know what to do. And many believers are not even willing to probe into it to know what to have. That's why we have a lot of believers who are operating at a very low power level. What must I do to operate this dimension of power? What must I do to come into this level of power? So that we're not going to be living a powerless life and thinking that after all the Bible says that he has given us power. Where is the power? You need to know which power he gave to you. I need to know whether the power that is given to you, it needs a kind of activation. Is it automatic? Can it be activated? Is there something I'm supposed to do to ensure that power will work? I'll give you an illustration, especially with the first kind of power that I'll talk about today, dunamis. Write it down, dunamis. Now, dunamis is gotten from the word, the same word that you get the word dynamite or a dynamite from. You know what a dynamite is? They use dynamite to blast rocks. Are we here together? They use dynamite to make bombs, explosives like bombs. That's what they use a dynamite to do. So it is an explosive. It will erupt. It will break forth. Now, it has something inside that can blow a whole mountain. But that it has it inside does not mean it will blow the mountain. There will be need for an activation. Are we here together now? So somebody will have to go and light it up. And when you light it up, it starts burning until it gets to the place. That last point, as soon as it enters there, you wait for the next sound. Then you'll see the result. So when God said to us, "Behold, I give unto you power," many believers are not aware which kind of power is the kind of power that God is talking about here. So they cannot really operate. Some of them are just struggling and saying, "I really don't know. Well, anyway, let me just try." So power move is more like a trial and error. Oh, in the name of Jesus, go now. Go now. You didn't go. I don't know what to do. Well, all these power things, you know, there are some special people that are going to operate power. No, every believer has that. The Bible says, "These signs shall follow them that do what? Believe. In my name they will cast out devils." Them that believe. There will be people who operate in the office of working miracles, healings and all that. But every believer has the ability to do what? Cast out devils. Am I communicating tonight? So dunamis means inherent power. Write it down. Inherent power. Miraculous power. The ability to produce mighty works. So when God says, "Behold, I give unto you power," he's saying, "Behold, I give you the ability to produce mighty works." I have given you the ability. It's inside of you to produce mighty works. "Behold, I give unto you" what? Power. The authority that is given to us, I will explain it now. When he says, let me use this one. The other one is authority. What do you call it now? Authority. But here, Acts chapter 1 verse 8, "Ye shall receive power." Exactly. That power now is what kind of power? Dunamis. Inherent power. That's why when the disciples were walking with Jesus Christ, they had dunamis walking inside of them. "You shall receive" what? "Power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You shall receive power." The ability to work miracles. The ability to do mighty things. The ability to make things happen. It will be inside of you after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. I don't want to mix them up. Just listen attentively so that I can get them. So the power referred here is supernatural strength, divine enablement, the power of God that works through believers. When you say power is inherent, you mean that power is naturally present within a thing. It is naturally there. So when you say, "Everybody say I have power," yes, you have power. Every believer has power. No believer is powerless, but not all believers are operating in power. Not all of them are manifesting power. There's no believer. Every person who has confessed Jesus as their Lord and Savior and has received the Holy Ghost indwelling, they have what? Power. The baptism of the Holy Spirit affords you the opportunity to come into that power realm. And that's why he said, "Go and tarry in the upper room so that you'll be endued with" what? "Power from on high." So in other words, it is an intrinsic kind of power. It does not rely on an outside or external source to function. It is right inside of you. God's power is inherent. God's power, dunamis, is not something you borrow from outside. It's not something. The dynamite does not need an external force to be a dynamite. What makes it a dynamite is where? Inside. The believer, what makes you a believer is inside. The power of God is inside. And that's why when people sing the song, "I have it, the power of the Holy Ghost," that's true. Then the second part of "I use it," do you really use it? Because people sing that part, but they don't know if they use it. But they have to sing it because they're lyrics. Musical lyrics. Sometimes you are given opportunity to use it, the lay hand on sick, and you're afraid. And like, what if? It's like someone who sees enemies coming and you have a bomb and you're supposed to ignite and try to say, "What if they don't... Let me just leave it until they come and attack you." Why not just put it on and see what happens to them too? Are we here together? Glory to God. So, the Holy Spirit's power in the believer is inherent. When the Holy Spirit dwells in the believer, power is naturally present within you. Power is naturally here. Somebody say, "I have power on my inside." Yes. It's not something you earn. You shall receive dunamis when the Holy Spirit is come upon you. You shall receive the ability to work miracles. You shall receive the ability to do mighty works. You shall receive the ability to. So Dunamis is not kinetic energy. It is potential energy. It is energy that is in its potential state. For instance, you have the ability to write a book, but you have not written a book. That means you have the potential to write. True or false? So, writing is one of the potentials God has vested in you, but you have not yet written any book. Until you write a book, you will not be called an author. But do you have the potential to write? Yes. Have you written? Maybe no. So every believer has that power inside, locked up. It is the power of God at work inside of the believer, ready to explode. But there's something you need to do to... You know how they do bombs now? You have to detonate it, is that not? So you have to detonate the bomb. You have to do something that makes it boom and it opens up. Something is inside of you that needs to come out. Something inside of you that you have to awaken. Are we here together, church? Are we here together, church? Yes. So believers carry divine power by virtue of their relationship with Jesus Christ. In Mark chapter 5 verse 30, Jesus said, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him. Power had gone out of him. The power there is what? Dunamis had gone out. Something has happened to me. Something has happened to me. That's what Jesus said there. Knowing within him. He said he knew it, that something had left him. He knew it. He turned around the crowd and he said, Who touched my clothes? Who touched my clothes? Oh God, who touched your clothes? There are too many people everywhere here. Everybody is just stronger and they are touching you. And you are asking who touched your clothes. I believe Peter would have wondered that. Maybe the people with Jesus is today plenty. Who touched my clothes? In this crowd? No. Jesus, wait. But you know what Jesus was saying? Somebody touched my clothes. And I'll tell you how that works. Now, when you put on a generator set in your house, you put on your generator. The generator has inside potential energy. When you start the generator and you have not plugged anything, it is still having potential energy. It has the power within to power the house. But something has to be plugged in. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here right now? Now, if nothing is plugged in, it will keep running and power will just keep flowing and nothing is happening. That's how many believers are. Power is flowing. Then there's an opportunity to exercise power. What is your speaking in tongues for? What is it for? So what happened to Jesus that day was that Jesus is a powerhouse, always on. But you see, everybody that was coming to the powerhouse, they were not coming to plug in. They were waiting for Jesus to say, plug in. But this woman told herself that if I get there, I will plug in. And if I plug in, because power is inside already, it will show up. So even though Jesus was not prepared, for instance, you might not be prepared to power a house. You are not prepared to power the house. But if by mistake or by chance, the plug is inside the generator and you turn it on, you are not aware that it is on. By default, light will enter the house. True or false? That was exactly what the woman did. Dunamis, residing inside of Jesus. Then the woman came. One of the ways to plug into that power is by faith. So she said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Every other person was stronger and touching. They were not plugging into the power source. They were connected to the power. They were around the power source. You can be very close to a massive generator power plant and still not have light. True or false? So the woman made up her mind that I will plug in. Why will I just stay here and not plug in? So as soon as she got there, while others were doing whatever they were doing, she plugged in. Now let me tell you how you get to know. Some of us know how you know when there's light in your house. You stay where the generator is. You plug the wire. Then you stay. You watch to hear the sound. And Jesus sounded. Who touched me? Like, grrr. Something left. So he said, virtue has left me. As soon as that generator is on, immediately you are in your house. Somebody put on the generator here and it's sounding normal. All of a sudden you say, on the pumping machine or on the electric iron. As soon as you turn on the electric iron, you feel the sound. Grrr. That means power has left the generator and entered that appliance. And that appliance begins to function optimally because power has left the generator and entered it. The same way, believer, you must allow people plug into the power source so that power can come out that is inside of you. If it is not done like that, you will have the power inside and people will be complaining. You have the solution. You have everything. But you are saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know. Say the word. Jesus Christ, the man said, only do what? Speak the word and my servant will be healed. In other words, the man is saying, I came here to plug in. You don't have to come to the house. As a matter of fact, the man said, no, I don't even need the normal wire connection. I just need a Bluetooth connection. It will work. If it is there, it is there. And Jesus Christ looked at the man and said, I've not seen a thing like this. This is so serious. That tells you again, one of the ways to plug into power is by what? Faith. It's one of the ways to plug into dynamis. Glory to God. Glory to God. So the woman of the issue of blood asked Jesus. She said, Jesus, I am the one that touched you. I plugged something. If the generator is misbehaving, somebody will ask, why is the generator not carrying everything in the house? You say, we don't know what is plugged. You say, okay, go and check. Oh, the air conditioner is on. Put it off. As soon as you pull it off, the generator balances again. But because Jesus had the capacity inside of him to heal every and anybody, but somehow, in a digital generator like that, when power moves, it will read that something has moved. So Jesus knew that, something just left. Every other person did not know. They couldn't feel it. But the man who was the embodiment of power, the inherent power, the indwelling power, power residing in him, he said something. And he said it clearly. He said, virtue left me. Just like somebody saying some kilowatts was just tapped in. Are we getting what I'm saying here? Glory to God. So how do we walk in this inherent power? You as a believer, how do I walk in my inherent power? The reason why Jesus Christ was able to say something left me is because he is aware that something is inside. Write it down. Be aware that there is power inside of you. Awareness. Many believers are not aware. And one of the ways you get to know people are not aware that they have power inside is their prayer points. In this day and age, believers, born again, spirit-filled, tongue-talking, are praying to God and they're saying, God, give me power. No, that's a wrong prayer. You don't have to ask God to give you power because he said, behold, I give unto you power. I've given it already. God doesn't have any extra power to give the believer. All that he needs to give the believer, he has given. And he put the generator plant, the Holy Ghost, inside of you. Generate as much as you want. Is anybody getting what I'm saying? Say, you know. So when you hear people pray, I say, God, give me power. Hey, Father, give me power. Oh, give me power. They cannot go far because lack of what? Knowledge. They are not aware that they have what? Power. There is a place of acknowledging the things that are already inside of you. And one of the things inside of you as a believer is what? Power. Behold, I give unto you power. That's power. Remember this one I'm quoting, behold, I give the power. That is a different power. Dunamis is where I am, and dunamis is the power in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, which is what? You shall receive power. Uh-huh. That power, that's dunamis. Then this one also, where this woman manifested, where Jesus said something left me, he said, power has left me, virtue has left me, saying, dunamis has just what? Left me. Are we here together? Yes. So the first thing is awareness. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3. I want to be fast so that I can get to a reasonable point on this. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. Can we read it? Can we read it? Let's look at it together. Holy Spirit, help us. Read it loud and clear, everybody. Yeah. The power there is what? Dunamis, according to the dunamis that is at work in you, according to the inherent power that is at work in you. Now, just as every believer has the measure of faith, every believer has the measure of what? Power. You grow your power level. Everybody has the measure of faith. Everybody has the measure of power. Everybody. Everybody. You need to understand that. Everybody. On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, all of them had power. The first person that was bold enough to exercise his power was Peter. Peter stood up and he started preaching. And all of a sudden, showing off his power, 3,000. You know what it means for people to be saved? It means that words have gone out. Words I speak unto you, their spirit and their word, life. Words went out and conviction was created in the heart of 3,000 human beings. And all of them turned to Jesus. That is power. Somebody say power. Hey. You go out and you are trying to preach to somebody and they are dragging and they are dragging and they are dragging. Go and generate more. There's a dimension where you're talking 1, 2, 3. The Bible says as Jesus was speaking, the woman said, I perceive that you are a prophet. Power. power was coming out. He said, if you know who he is that is talking to you, you will ask that he will give you what? The living water. Because the water that I give you, if I give you, you will never taste again. And the woman did not know that as they were talking, he was transferring the living water. Because every word that Jesus spoke to her, it was what? Power and life. The next thing she saw, she started saying, okay, you know what? I have seen the man. I have seen. She even asked, are you a prophet? I perceive that you are a prophet. Because the way you're talking, you're not talking like an ordinary person. There's a way you will talk. Remember Jesus Christ, the Bible says the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they said he spoke like one having authority. God. They heard the words and they said, this is not how Uncle Sabinus in the temple usually will preach. Every time he preached, we are dozing, we are tired, we are weak. Uncle Philalias, they said, that one, I forget that guy. They say, okay, what of Rabbi? Rabbi Yeshua. They say, aye, Rabbi Yeshua. Hey. Everybody. Because every time Rabbi Yeshua shows up, when he talks, even demons hear his voice. The heart of men were burned. One day he was speaking, I said, didn't our heart burn within us? It was that power. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here right now? The power to create conviction. The power that can bring a person from darkness and translate them into where? Light. So to activate dynamis, you must be aware that as a believer, you already carry power. Somebody say it, I carry power. Can you say it, I carry power? Can you say it again, I carry power? Number two is that you activate the power by faith. Dynamis is present, but faith will release it. Dynamis is present, but faith will do what? Release it. Every spirit-filled believer automatically has dynamis, but you cannot manifest it automatically. You have it naturally there. It's inherent, but you cannot always manifest it automatically. You must release your faith. And one of the ways we release our faith is through our word, words. The word is near thee, even in thy mouth. The word of faith, which we speak. Learn to speak. Many believers are afraid of speaking. When you're supposed to speak, you'll not say anything. If thou shalt say unto this mountain, be thou moved and turn into the sea. Every time you're speaking like that, you are releasing what? Dunamis. Inherent power. You are activating it. You are pitching it out. You are speaking by faith. You're not speaking because you feel like. You're speaking because there is something inside the tank and I'm trying to get it out. Am I communicating, church? Is anybody getting what I'm saying here tonight? Luke chapter 8 verse 46. That's where we just read. Jesus said, somebody touched me. I perceive it. Somebody has touched me. In Luke chapter 8 verse 48. Luke chapter 8. Jesus was speaking to another woman there. Luke chapter 8 verse 48. See what he says there. 8. He said, and he said to her, daughter, be of good cheer. Your what? Had made you go in. So her faith brought out dunamis. And she went out. And she was healed. The same way it is your faith that will bring out the workings. God is able to do exceeding abundantly, but according to the dunamis that works in you. Are we here together? That's the first dimension of power. So you need to know that. You need to stick. You need to understand how it works. No faith, no dunamis manifestation. Dunamis manifestation, the spirit of faith speaks. Number one, I said, is what? Awareness. Number two is what? Faith. And number three, the spirit of faith will do what? Speak. Release the word. Faith will speak words. Whoever will say to this mountain, be thou moved from here and turn into the sea, without doubt in his heart. The Bible says it shall be done. Dunamis moves mountains when faith is present. You need to demonstrate it in your daily life as a believer. Exercise. That's why when you're feeling sick, Satan doesn't want you to talk. Because he knows all your whole, it's like all the muscles around your mouth, they are weak. Just to say, I am healed. The devil doesn't want to say it because he knows how powerful your words can be. If you consistently confess it like that, strength will begin to flow. Strength will begin to flow. Strength will begin to flow. Why? Because it is out of your belly what's coming out is the river of what? Living water. Am I communicating, church? Is anybody getting what I'm saying here tonight? Yes. In Acts chapter 3, verse 6, we see the apostles. When they went out to the beautiful gate, silver and gold, they said, have I none, but such as I have, give I unto you. In the name of Jesus, do what? Rise up and walk. Now, there are two sides to it. Dunamis resident inside. Somebody who knows that it is inside can tap into it, like the woman of the issue of blood. Somebody who does not know that it's inside, the person carrying it can release it. generator now. Don't you understand? If the generator is on and you know that there's power inside and you need to charge your phone, will you be looking at the generator? You put your what do you call it now? Your charger, is that not? And you start charging. Then, if you do not have the right to put your charger inside, you will go and seek for permission. That will lead us to the second dimension of power that I will talk about. Is anybody get what I'm saying here today? Yes. Stephen, the Bible says in Acts Apostles chapter 6 verse 8, and Stephen, full of faith and dunamis. Full of faith and what? Dunamis. When you see this power there, it is dunamis. I always told you, I've always taught us how to use your Bible concordance. Whenever you're reading your Bible, you click that particular on your phone, you just type Acts chapter 6 verse 8, you know, you can put Strong's word, then to show you the this thing, you click on it. Then you see all those letters, small letters in front of the words there. You want to practice it. You want to be able to know what you're saying. Many people have been in church for several years. They don't know anything about consulting the concordance. That's why they cannot go far. There is a dimension of power you can never enter into until you know the word of God. I'll show you that one. This dunamis, by receiving the Holy Spirit, you have dunamis inside. What activates dunamis is what? Awareness. Is that not? Faith. Speak the word. So you see that there's a dimension of power you cannot enter if you are not even aware that power does exist. You have to be aware. And that's how dunamis operates. So there are many believers who have it inside, but they have never let it out. They have never let it out. They've never done anything with it. And that's why sometimes when God is looking at, when God looks from heaven at some believers, they are just wasting power. It's like a power station that is wasting. Nobody's connected. Nothing is connected. Even you. The gen is on, but you are in darkness. How many of us have been there before where you put it on your generator and you realize that the whole house is in darkness because you're trying to plug and it's not entering. You're trying to plug, it did not enter because you're not really getting where it's supposed to be. Am I making sense here now? Then when you eventually get it, the gen reacts. Learn to plug in. There's power inside of you. There's power inside of you. Look at your neighbor, say there's power inside. Tell your neighbor there's power inside. Glory to God. So, let me move a little bit further. Dunamis is the power working on the inside, the power that enables you to stand. It is the power that creates change. It comes in when you receive the Holy Ghost. It is usually the potential energy level, and it can be turned into kinetic energy through the three things that I shared with you. It is stirred up. When you want to stir dynamics up, when you want to really stir dynamics up, one of the ways to stir dynamics up is by what? Prayer. Prayer. Sometimes, how many of us have been there before where there's a particular challenge confronting you, or you're faced with a particular issue and you just don't know what to do? You feel a little bit confused. And you're saying, God, I don't know what to do. I'm really tired. What kind of life is this? Hey, I don't know what's happening to me and all that. Now listen. Everybody listen. Listen. Make sure you're not distracted so that you don't miss anything. Don't press your phone. Don't like anything. Yes. Just listen. Just like the word. In fact, I was going to start by sharing something with us. Many of us don't know how to receive the word. You're supposed to receive the word like the Berean Christians. The Bible says they were eager. As the word of God is coming, they are not looking like, what is any talk? They are eager. And I took time to check the meaning of that word, and I saw that the word eager there also has to do with a cheerful anticipation. Like, what's coming? And willing to receive something that you know you are going to make use of. So the Bible says when they went back home, they went to confirm what Paul said. So that when they see that this thing is true, push, they swing into action. But when some believers come to church, they're some people are even distracted, they're just pressing their phone, some people are just doing many other things. Don't do what you will do one day. There's a dimension of power that you can even have, you can have dynamics walking inside of you, and Satan will still beat you. Yes, so. You can have dynamics inside. Like I told you, you have to turn it on. Is that not? People are not turning it because they don't know what they're supposed to do. So you stay up. So you come around and you realize that, oh, there's this particular issue right now, and I really don't know what to do. Maybe somebody like that came to church like this evening now, and you're really tired, and you're just thinking, and you're stressed, and you've just been doing like this throughout the day, mentally. Then, in the midst of a service like this, I start preaching the word of God. Life begins to come, strength. Then maybe during the course of the service, we get to a point where we pray. Then as soon as we pray, something begins to stir up on your inside. Are we here together? Then as you are going home, you just realize that the energy to pray this night just comes. Then you turn your alarm and say, we must settle this thing this night. Are we here together? Then all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, your alarm goes by 12 o'clock. The normal you before you will sleep. But something in the service has stirred up something inside of you and has created a kind of energy transfer. And because of that transfer, you have been activated. So you come out as soon as this 12, you pick up your whatever. Satan will try to fight it. Sometimes you're feeling sleepy, you're feeling weak, but you know the challenge ahead of you. You know who are down, O mountain, before Zerubbabel. So when you go to the place of prayer at that moment, you are trying to activate what? Dunamis. There is power inherent. There is power locked inside. And you are praying. Reko bashana babababa. Reko subenege delebasha. Ebranakaba. Is somebody like somebody turning on the generator? After you turn on the generator and praying in tongues, don't stop there. The next morning you look at that mountain and you face it and say, you sickness, you fear, you doubt, I command you. You start releasing your faith because in prayer you turned it on. In speaking, you release it. Learn to release your faith. Are we here together? So you were timid initially, you were afraid, you weren't able to take action. But prayer, you begin to steer it. That's why Paul said to Timothy, stir up the gift of God that is inside. There is something inside, stir it up. If you're ever going to walk in the fullness of the dynamics that God has placed inside of you, you have to do what? Stir it up. Tell your neighbor, stir it up. There's so many scriptures that I have here, you know, on that, on dunamis here. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24 verse 30, then the signs of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and we will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. The power there is what? Dunamis. Mark chapter 5 verse 30, Jesus immediately knowing in himself that dunamis has gone out of him, turned to the crowd and he said, who touched me? Mark chapter 9 verse 1, assuredly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God present with what? Power. That means until they see the kingdom of God manifested in power, they will not die. Some people now thought that when he said that, they are saying that they will not die until Jesus comes. No, he's saying that there are some people that are staying here. As you are present with me here now, the day of Pentecost, when the apostles start walking in power, you'll be alive to see it. That's what he's saying. You got it? And he said to them, I said to you, that there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God present with what? Power. The day where Jesus told them to go and tarry in the upper room, and they were endued with power from on high, and they saw it, this scripture was fulfilled. Many people saw it and said, wow, Peter's shadow, guy, what is this? Glory to God. Are you being blessed tonight? Yes. So for time's sake, let me see how fast I can move. Then the next operation of power is called exousia. Somebody say exousia. Exousia is the next dimension of power that is spelled E-X-O-U-S-I-A. Exousia. Exousia is not like dunamis. Dunamis is inherent. Dunamis is what? Inherent. But exousia is power given to, bestowed on. That is authority. Somebody say authority. Yes. Exousia is authority. So when you say authority is given, when Jesus said all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me, all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me, he's saying all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Exousia means delegated authority, legal right, or jurisdiction. It refers to the power to act or command. It is the authority given by God to enforce the will of God. So you and I know how things happen in the military. So members of the armed forces, they are given authority by the government, true or false. So they are law enforcement agents. So they are there to enforce the law. That's why somebody can come to your house or on the road and stop you because he's putting on a uniform. You're parked in the wrong place and he comes and he tells you, hello, please, hold on, park, and you park. If it's just any other person that you don't know, you know, get out the front of my car. You'll be able to talk. But because you know the person has what? Authority. The person has a level of authority. And the authority has been delegated from a higher source. It has been passed to this person. So whatever it is that principal authority should have done, he has given the power for this other person to do what? Do it. Are we here together? So in Luke chapter 10 verse 19, he said, "Behold, I give you authority, exousia, to trample on serpents and scorpion, and over all the forces." The word there, over all the power. Now, that tells you something here now. "Behold, I give unto you exousia to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the dunamis of the enemy." The dunamis of the enemy, meaning that Satan also has inherent power. He has power that has been handed over to him from beginning. When he fell, God did not take it. But it is limited power. Because for Satan to come around Job, he had to ask, can I come here? So Satan himself has limited power. But Jesus said, all power has been given to me. He said, the kind of authority you have, all the power that the enemy has, no matter what he does, nothing shall by any means hurt you. The first thing is, do you believe it? Because it's what you believe that you will get in this kingdom. Am I communicating? Many believers don't believe it. They just say, I read the thing in the Bible, but I'm going to forget. No. No matter how, Satan is not all powerful. And he's not even that powerful. He just knows how to disguise himself. The Bible says he goes about like a roaring lion, seeking for who to do what? Devour. And he says, whom you should resist steadfastly in the faith. You must learn how to resist the devil. Or else, if you give him opportunity, he'll have a field day. And he can make a mess of everything. But if one of the things you must rejoice in today is that you have authority. Somebody say, I have authority. Can you say, God has given me authority. God has given me power. I have exousia. Yes. It's on your shoulder. The authority is on you. And that's why you see, the guy just wakes up in the morning, and because of the authority that has been given to him, they give him extra something to hold. And that thing that they give the military man to hold, gone. That is another dimension of power. It's called karatos, power to rule. How do I enforce my authority? Take this one. Do you understand what I'm saying here now? If I get there and they start asking me, who sent you? I say, the government. How do I show it? If they start coming and they want to attack me, they say, hold this one. That gun is another power. So when you are reading the Bible, you should know which one you're talking about. Are we here together, church? Of course, you know, I'm not very used to using Hebrew, Greek words and all that. Not because I don't want to. I love them. But I feel like sometimes, let's just speak English. But you see, because of the way power, strength, might, all of them are mixed together, we need to open it one by one. Are we here together? So just listen. If you are one of those who usually will be irritated by the words, you shouldn't. In the study of the Bible, if we really want to study the Word of God, you cannot study the Bible without understanding a little bit of the language of those who wrote it. The language of those who lived in that day. You will never be able to do much with it. You'll never be able to do much. Glory to God. So he said, I've given you exousia to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the dunamis of the enemy. And dunamis there, the inherent power of witchcraft. The power that is inside the powder that they drop in front of your shop. You know that if I step on everybody, don't match there, you match there. Hey! And you passed. And you know that nothing will happen. You see, nothing happened to you. You shook off the beast into the fire. Because you are carrying something bigger. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? There is another power that you have. You have authority. How many of us have seen it that they say that this is a shrine? And it's a shrine. Ordinary police people without any power, holding their gun, will enter the shrine. Then a believer in the hospital say, I'm going to enter. What is it there? Because you don't know your authority. If you know who you are, who you belong to, you will enter anywhere. A policeman will enter. He doesn't even care. He doesn't even care. He's not even thinking. He's not even doing sign of the cross. Carrying ordinary gun. He will enter that place and they will enter in the place and they will scatter. They will use their gun. They will use their legs. They will kick all the calabash, scatter everything. And they will pick the chief priest and put him in prison as if they burn you will disappear from here. He can't do anything. Why? There is a power that is instituted by God. That government power. There's something about it. There's something about it. That's why you have to respect the power.
Go read the Bible. You have to respect it. And that's why when you talk anyhow and they say you will suffer, you will suffer. And nobody will do anything about it. It will take the higher power, God, to deliver you from their hand. And that's why sometimes when you are caught in the web of those people, you say, Father, show me mercy. May God help us in Jesus' name. What I'm trying to say is that many believers do not even know what they have. They don't know what they carry. They say, nobody can pass here. Nobody has ever done this before. Nobody can do that. No. Always remember, behold, I give unto you what? Power. I carry it. Exousia, the delegated authority. It is inside of me. I am a representative of God here on earth. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I am an ambassador of God here on earth. I am God's law enforcement agency. There are laws that rule in the realm of the spirit that God wants us to enforce on earth. He wants us to put the devil's where they belong. He wants us to organize the systems of this world so that the kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. Who will make it happen? You. So he said, I have given you. You need to know what I have given to you. I've given you authority so that if you enter a family where they say nobody succeeds, you are doing the number one person to succeed. His authority is on you. And you will hear them say, ah, since you came into this family, things have changed. He said, that's why I came. I am the beginning. That's it. You need to understand, it needs to sink. It's a consciousness. Are you getting what I'm saying? When the policeman wakes up in the morning, he doesn't have to ask himself, I still get power. No, he does not have to. He just goes there to pick his uniform. He puts on his shoes. If something shows up at the gate in the morning, he's already saying, stop. The power is delegated. He knows. Why? He still has. I'm going to tell you how that power operates. The power operates based on relationship with the delegated authority. Are you getting what I'm saying here? There's a connection to that authority. As soon as that guy is pushed out of the police force, maybe he does something he should not do, and they move him out, tomorrow morning if he comes there, it will be called impersonation. He's acting in a capacity he should not act, pretending to be what he is not. But I'm a believer, I'm not pretending to be what I'm not. I know who I am. As the Father has sent me, so send I you. And you need to know it. You need to stand your ground. It is this, see, this teaching now, this awareness, is a dimension of how to release this power. Exousia is released by awareness. Write it, I will explain. Consciousness of your identity, consciousness of who you are, consciousness of what you carry is enough to stop every devil around your space. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Can we pray in the Holy Ghost a little bit? Rusko brana gada laba sana gaga 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 sh. Rakaba nega delebo sana gaga 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 sh. Zupa nega delebo sana gada 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 sh. To see you high and lifted up, as you're shining in the light of your glory, you have poured out your power and love, and I sing holy, holy, holy. I see you high and lifted up. You are shining in the light of your glory. You poured out your power and love, and I sing holy, holy, holy. And I sing holy, holy, holy. And I sing holy, holy, holy. Lord, help me see you. Lord, help me see you. Let me see you. Exalted, glorified, that I may know you and the power of your resurrection, the knowledge of him that has given you authority, the knowledge of what you carry, the knowledge of who you are, the knowledge of what you possess, so that you tell every devil around that you know who you are. When the law enforcement agents enter a place, everybody, no matter who they are, even those who have guns, they begin to run away. No matter the gun they have illegal authority there. They are performing illegal operations. Those who are legally given the right are the ones that will stand. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. And I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. You unravel me with your melody. You surround me. I'm no longer a slave to me. I know who I am. Mighty name we pray. Sit up. Matthew chapter 28 verse 18. Very clear. Jesus speaking there. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all exousia, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. All authority. Somebody say all authority. Has been given to me. In heaven and where? On earth. He had authority in heaven until he came down to the earth. When he came down to the earth, he entered into the belly of the grave, and having led captivity captive, he made an open show of principalities and powers triumphing over them. And when he came out of that place, he came to announce, my rank has changed. I used to have authority in heaven, but not under the grave and on earth. He said, but from now, I came to tell everybody, every devil that cares to hear, every cancer that cares to hear, every demon that cares to know, I've been dealing with you before, but what I am coming up with now is a different one. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. When Jesus was with the disciples, he called out 12 of them, 70, and he gave them power. They went to manifest. That was phase one. When he came out like this, he now declared to them that what I have, I'm giving to you now, it is not just dunamis. With dunamis, it is locked up inside. But now, I am now telling you that for you to even operate dunamis, you need to have exousia. You cannot pick up a gun and shoot. Who gave you the right? Are you getting what I'm saying here? Everybody can just pick up a gun and say, I want to shoot. That gun has power inside. The man himself has power. He can shoot if he's taught how to shoot. But he dares not shoot until they have delegated the authority. Is anybody what I'm saying here now? In law, there is what you call the power of attorney. Let me explain a little bit about that, and I think it will help you get it. The power of attorney will help you understand how this works. A power of attorney is a legal document that allows someone that is an agent to act on behalf of another person that is called the principal. So this person is the principal and this person is the agent. That agent is acting on behalf of the principal. Now, the principal will delegate his right and his authority to do certain things to the agent and tell the agent to act on his behalf. So he will write in a document, and when he has written in the document, he writes everything he needs to write on financial matters, or on personal matters, or on social matters. I hereby give the right to so-so person to act on my behalf. The seal to show that he is the one giving the power of attorney, his name will be there. That's why Jesus said, in my name you shall cast out devils. It was the power of attorney given to the church and given to every believer by extension. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? You need to come to that realization. And that's why you can tell the devil, you have no rule over me. You have no reign over me. You can't do anything about it. I know who I am. You can't just be intimidated like that. You should know your authority. Are we getting what I'm trying to say here, church? So, how this works. Let me tell you how the power of attorney works. Number one, there is a delegated authority. Exousia is authority that is given by a higher power. There is an authority that is delegating power. There is an authority that is giving power. Like the government gives power to the Nigerian police, or the government gives power to the army, or the government gives power to the Nigerian civil service, gives power to the customs. That is how heaven has given who power? Who did heaven give power? Behold, I give unto you what? Power. That's how I started. I give unto you power, exousia. I give unto you exousia. With exousia, the authority that you have, you can trample upon snakes and upon scorpions, upon serpents, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. If that guy comes out on his uniform with his gun, he's not afraid of you. Oh, no matter who you are. You can be tall. If that army guy comes out, if there's war, he doesn't care how tall or big. All he needs is to hear the commanding officer. If they just give it, pow, forget it. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? So there is an authority that is delegating power. Jesus received his own power from the Father. Matthew chapter 28 verse 18. Very clear. Matthew chapter 28 verse 18. Jesus received his authority from the Father. That's why Jesus came and he spoke to them saying, all authority has been given. So somebody gave it to him, is that not? And who gave Jesus the authority? The Father. So he received his authority from the Father. And the authority that he received from the Father is what he now operates. And that's the same authority that he's given to who? The believer. He's giving it. Why? Because he's giving it in the capacity that he has the right to act as 100% man and 100% God on earth. Oh God, is somebody getting what I'm saying here tonight? Now he delegated the authority to believers in Luke chapter 10 verse 19. He delegated the authority to believers. And just like a power of attorney, the agent does not act on his own. He acts on behalf of the principal. So you are not acting on your own. You should not be afraid of any devil. You are not acting on your own. Every time the devil looks at you, you are the one he thinks he is seeing you. He's not seeing you. It is his righteousness that he is seeing. Because you are now the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Every time a criminal looks at a police officer, he is not seeing an ordinary man. He is seeing the government. You don't get it. And that's why he has to back up. He has guns. They have guns. But when they hear that guy, they will pick their own guns and start running. Because they know what it means when you shoot a military officer. Sometimes they are physical combat. But at the end of the day, you know what happens to the criminal. Are you getting what I'm saying here tonight? Number two, the legal rights to use the power. In John chapter 1 verse 12, this is very powerful. How do I have the legal right to receive the power? As many as received him, to them gave he power. To them gave he what? Power. He has given them exousia. As many, he said, but as many as received him, to them gave he power. Another translation will say power. Now one will say right to become the children of God. To those who believe in his name, he has given them right. That delegated authority is the right, the power to act on behalf of another. You are here acting on behalf of God. How does that feel? If your mind is not changing about this thing, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're doing. It is the understanding that makes one enter anywhere. When I was barely in my early 20s, when I was running many of my crusades, then they say, if you go to that street, this, that, I will now go to the street, I'll be shouting. I see all the witchcraft in this area, come out. If you know you are a witch, show up in this place. If you are an occultic person, show up here. Today, the power of God will hit you down. I'll be shouting. At those times, they say, if you go back home, demons will press you. No demon press anybody. Now, you are dealing like this. I had days where I was inside the room and I saw three pygmies, short devils. They entered the room and I didn't know where they were entering. And that one was coming close, but there was a restriction. All of a sudden, as I stood up, he ran out through the door. And I stood up. I said, God, this is it. That means there are things happening in the realm of the spirit. But my security officers are around. Angels on guard. Are you getting what I'm saying here? There's a presence you carry, then there are angels. Are they not sent forth angels, ministering spirits, to minister to the heirs of salvation? Why should you be afraid? Why should you be afraid? There are many people who have allowed the devil to intimidate them. They just tell them something and say, I'm finished. I can't be finished. Jesus said it is finished. I can't say it is finished again. I'm not finished. Are you getting what I'm saying here? He did everything for me. He has settled it. And that's the authority with which you do anything you must do in life. Anything you must do in life. Even at your, you see, at the last breath of a military person, he still knows that he's a state property. You don't understand? He knows. So exousia is the right to command, enforce law, make decisions. And that's why the Bible says, whatsoever you permit on earth will be permitted. Whatsoever you bind on earth is bound. Whatsoever you lose is loose. Another way, say, whatsever you permit on earth is permitted. Whatever you disagree with will not happen. If you say, this thing cannot happen again, it will not happen. Do you know there are times where it looks like somebody's trying to argue with an enforcement agent? You are trying to argue. But when they stand their ground, you know yourself. Did I tell you the first time I was going into prison? Cell. I don't want to say prison because I'm not an ex-convict. I was not convicted for anything. But it was just a police station. So a particular woman sells. And I told the woman, I said, why are they harassing this woman? The law enforcement agents came and they were just shouting at the woman, trying to. And this woman, she's managing the shop. She lives in the shop with all her children. She doesn't even have a husband, nothing. So I felt very bad out of compassion. I just felt angry and I was telling her, I told when the guy said, leave this woman alone now. Why? Many years ago, if I tell you how many years, myself, and when I look at myself, I wonder who sent you. You understand? In fact, when I got to the prison, one of the things they told me was that, tell them that you are 17 years old now. But I knew I was not 17 years old at least. That's what the guy said. They will not let you, they will not bring you here. Just tell them, they will keep you outside. I couldn't even lie because I was the born again, so don't let me lie. So I told them, and the guy said, okay. Then guess what the guy did? He sat by the side. I told him, I can sit down now. I should just sit down, no problem. So I sat down. So I said, guy, we should not do this now. He said, no problem. Man. So his friend had gone already to call the police. So this one just showed up. He said, well, just hold me. He said, I am this. I don't know how somebody like me would have stopped you from doing your work. That one too must be queer enforcement. Because with his size, if he slaps me, maybe I will not survive. But he didn't. He just had size. He didn't have inner size. They just handed me over to the guy. I was wondering. I said, what's this? He took me to the police station. He put me there. I slept over there. Then the local government chairman had to show up the next morning. I can't remember. I think the name of that guy then was whether Adeleke or Faliki or whatever. One local government. He now came and now looks. Are you the one? I said, yes. He asked me questions. Why were you disturbing? I said, no, I didn't disturb them. The woman, they said, what's your business? Next time, just do what? Mind your business. Do you understand? Officer, please, let this guy go. Me, I've already preached inside the prison because it's not on you. As I entered there and everybody was in me, they had Oga there already. By the time the Oga was trying to raise his energy and noise, I just started telling that, me, I'm a pastor, I'm a man of God. He said, I preach now. I preached, so, and they were very happy. They gave me their mats for the night. Carton. So that one gave me carton. Everywhere was smelling. We urinate in the corner. May God help us. Guy. You know, when you come out of that place, your parents will tell you, go and take detoxification or something. Go and drink. I say, I beg, leave all these things. It has not entered anywhere. May God help us in Jesus' name. So a power of attorney allows someone to sign documents, access accounts, and make decisions legally. A power of attorney can make somebody sign documents. You can even access what? Accounts. And they can make legal decisions. Do you know God has given us ability to access accounts? We are blessed with his all the riches of God in glory. Any money you don't have now is in glory. And it will show up. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here now? Yes. You know, sometimes when we say things like this, some people say, No. It's a mindset. Listen, this is how I was saying it many years ago. One of my friends said, all these Oyibo people book where they read on the confusion. Look at the confusion now. Look at the confusion. The path of the just is a burning light. It shines brighter and brighter. If it is confusion to believe in Jesus, I believe it all my life. No devil can change it. And I believe it like that. I take it just as a foolish. Sometimes, you know, the gospel sounds very foolish. I told you, I said, even when I go to the street and I'm preaching evangelism, sometimes the devil will say, wait till you they talk, we're going to make this person come out. Intellectual people, how would they come out? And God will remind me that the power of God, the gospel is the power of God unto what? Salvation. It doesn't matter how intellectual a person is. When it is time for the gospel to hit their hearts, they will give up, will open up their hearts to Jesus. And the devil has deceived many people. He said, what are you saying? You go to tell the story that Jesus died. He rose. They will now believe. What's that? That is what saved me. I can share it anywhere. Any person that has been ordained to eternal life, they will be saved. No devil will stop it. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because sometimes the devil will tell you, what are you saying? That simple thing, it can't change anybody. It has changed many. Thousands, hundreds, and even millions and billions on the face of the earth today. Number three, authority over opposition. When a power of attorney is given, an agent can override opposition. You can override opposition. You can withdraw money from bank because of the power of authority that has been handed over to you. In exousia, believers have authority over demons, sickness, circumstances. A demon won't leave just because you have dunamis. How many of you see that Jesus Christ is there? Jesus Christ is walking on the street and demons will be running, coming to him to kneel down. I say, Master, Don't destroy us now. He's carrying dunamis. With all the dunamis inside, the demon still showed up. Then he will switch from the inner dunamis, remembering the authority that has been given to him. Then he will activate and say, listen, get out now. And before you know it, the manifestation is happening. So some of us, I don't know if you have been there before. I've also been there where I see a mad person. And the mad person maybe terrorizing people. And I'm passing. And they say, you should disturb, and I'll pass. I'll just be bold. In my mind, I'm saying that, if the guy see me, go run. Then the madman is not running. You know why? Because mad spirits, demons, they are not bothered about your dunamis. They are waiting for you to say something. You have to exercise it. You have to exercise the authority. You have to speak and say, get out. If that guy comes near you, and you keep quiet, he will slap you. If he comes near you and say, get out, stop, get out, he will move, he will start running. Why? Because there is an authority that you are releasing with your words. But if you just say, he will not come, he will come. Even Jesus Christ, demon possessed, who came and begged him. He was carrying power, but he has to release power. So that you are carrying dynamics, it's not enough for the devil to run away. You have to manifest. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say now? Yes. Peter's shadow and handkerchief. You see, the handkerchief of Peter and the shadow of Peter, it was carrying what kind of power? It was carrying dunamis inside. Is that not? Then the dunamis that is carrying, it is the faith of somebody activated that made the person stand upon the shadow that allowed that miracle power to work. Is that not? Many other people will pass that shadow. If they don't believe that Peter's shadow can heal, will he heal them? No way. It'll be the same. And that's why sometimes a man of God can be preaching and he's carrying enough dunamis, but somebody does not have the faith to pick up something and it remains like that. Just like that. And many times I can stay from here and I don't even know who has dunamis, who has anything they believe or don't. I stand on my exousia, authority, and I am talking to certain things and I tell them, leave now. And they'll be hearing the voice. Sometimes they have left the person. The person is not even aware that they have left. But the person came by faith, but he's not even aware that they have left. Strangers hear our voice and they come out of what? They're hiding places. You know the authority. Are we here together? I share this last one. We're going to pray tonight so that you can know what you're doing. Number four, it requires relationship with the principal. A power of attorney is only valid if the principal grants it. Exousia is only effective when given by Jesus to his disciples. If he did not give them, they will not do. As many as received him, to them gave he power. An unbeliever cannot start saying, demon, get away. Get out, Satan. Seven sons of Sceva. Can you remember them? Can you remember the seven sons of Sceva? When they went out, they said, we adjure you, demons, to get out in the name of Jesus that Paul preached. And the demons say, I don't understand. You are trying to get a delegated authority without relationship with the authority. What relationship do you have with the Jesus that Paul is professing? In fact, what relationship do you even have with Paul? No relationship. Are you talking to us? The Bible says that the demon-possessed guy, the seven sons, one demon, he brought them out naked. Literally naked, flogged them. And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, prevailed against them. Leap on them, overpower them, prevail against them, so that they fled out of the house. How? Naked and wounded. How many people fought them? It is one man, but he came with a battalion, a host. You know where they say somebody came with a host? It is one, because in that body, 6,000 can live inside. In one human body, 6,000 can live inside. What's your name? He said, Legion. He said, why? He said, well, we are many. So the seven guys thought that they were fighting with one person. So by the time they are trying to come to the guy, he told you, your latter, good guy, pop, pop, pop. Who carried me? Your brother is fighting somebody, your sister. You're wondering, which one my brother they fight? Which one they fight? When you fight spirits, you have to be a spirit to fight spirits. And the guy had no connection with the source. They flogged hell out of the seven of them. And they came out wounded and what? Naked. Only one man. I don't know how he did it. But I explained to you already. May God help us in Jesus' name. Yes. So you must have connection with the authority that is delegated. And you must operate in the name of your principal. It has to be the name of your principal that you're operating with. And that's why Luke chapter 10, 17 to 19, you see there. Luke chapter 10, 17 to 19. Please put it on the screen. I'm showing you how power works so that people don't just say, it's not working for me.
Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are what? In your, even the demons are subject to us in your word. And this is before Jesus Christ died, is that not? And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from where? Go ahead now, verse 19. Behold, I give to you authority. In other words, what he was saying to them is that, can't you see? They came and they said, even demons are subject to us in your name. We don't know what is happening. They are subject to us in your name. Then Jesus looked up and he smiled. And he saw a revelation of Satan falling from heaven as lightning. Then he looked at them. And the word behold simply means, can't you see? Can't you see? I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemies. So he was telling them, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Can't you see you have power? Can't you see that there's something with you? Can't you see that you have something bigger than what is in the world? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The one backing me is stronger than the one that is in the world. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Remember this, whenever that sickness comes, whenever that fear comes, whenever somebody comes and tell you, you can never do this in life, you can't make it in life. Who are you? Who is he that speaks when the Lord has not spoken? Why would you talk like that? Are you getting what I'm saying here? Whatever you ask in my name, he said, I will do it. So just like power of attorney allows an agent to sign documents, act on behalf of the principal, you also allow that. Exousia allows you to do that. Jesus' authority over demons, over sicknesses, over diseases has been given to the believer. This shows that power, dunamis, must be coupled with exousia to be effective. Can you see the partnership between dunamis and exousia now? So you might have inherent power, but you also need to be delegated. You need to be a delegate to function. Are we here together now? You need to have been given the power of attorney to exercise what you carry on the inside. Because if you say you carry something on the inside, that's why Jesus had to give them exousia first before dunamis. Exousia first before dunamis. Come into the military first, we'll give you a gun. Come first. But if we give you a gun without the you first kill all those people that are angry at all the neighbors that they are fighting, you kill everybody first. But when there's an authority, he has restrictions to what to do and what not to do. So he will be operating within the ambit of that authority. Are we getting what I'm trying to say here, church? Is anybody getting what I'm saying? Really? Yes. So we have authority over Satan. Satan has dunamis, but the dunamis of Satan is limited. The believer has both authority and dunamis. Satan has no authority. Satan has no authority. And that's where it is different. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here now? That's where it is different. That's why you can put the devil where he belongs. That's why you must not allow any devil. Listen, you will never be able to fulfill your purpose if you don't have power. I've told you. Satan can shut you down. Peter would have died if not for the prayer of the church. They have died like a chicken. The Bible says the church began to pray. The power of God broke into the prison. An angel came and set Peter free. If not, he would have died. It takes power to remain alive. In this day and age, the Bible says the whole world lies in word wickedness. So what in this difference between exousia, how do I come into exousia? Number one is what? Relationship. Is that not? You must be born again. You must have a relationship with the person delegating. Are we here together now? Then exousia also works by the power of revelation. Dunamis works simply by the fact that you are received the Holy Ghost. Exousia works by knowing your God, knowing your rights, knowing who you are. One revelation that you have can spark up power. For instance, you came to a service and you are feeling, maybe, I'm tired of life. I'm just tired of life. I don't even know what to do that. Then you have dunamis on the inside, but you're tired of life. Then I open your eyes to see the authority that you have as a believer over life. That the Bible says all things are yours. So that even life itself, you are larger than life. As soon as that revelation comes, because exousia also work with the rhema word. If you are seated here right now and you don't know about something, you will be a slave to that thing. But when I open your eyes to see, you will say, never again, no more, don't tell me that. Because you now know who you are. The realization of who you are, the awareness of who you are, will give life to that authority. Then you start exercising it. And that's the reason why if you want to stay in power and operate exousia, you must be rooted in the word of God.
You must know the word of God. You must know your rights and your privileges in the word of God. You must know what the Bible says belongs to you. You must know what God says you have and what it is that you can exercise and what it is that the devil cannot take away from you. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? I'm going to stop on this too, and by the time we're going to pray a little bit. By Friday, we're going to do into the practical part of the things. I wanted to teach today. I want to make sure I teach. And I hope you've been blessed by the teaching already. Yes. You may be blessed by it. You need to understand this. You operate in the name of Jesus. Exousia is also operating in the name of who? The name of Jesus. You say, get out in the name of Jesus. So the first thing about exousia is know your rights. No, tell your neighbor, know your rights. How many of us know that when you don't know your right, anybody can treat you anyhow? Anybody can treat you anyhow. But when you know your right, the harassment will reduce. When people don't know their right, they are treated like slaves. But when people know their right, everything breaks forth. What broke the bondage that the blacks were facing in America several years ago was the understanding of the law. When they came to understand that, is there no human rights charter? Is there something is written there that we have right like every other person? Why? So that day, Rosa Parks was supposed to stand up for a white guy in the bus, and she said, I'm not standing. Everybody was looking like, never. And she said, no. And because of that, there was a major strike in the whole town. The blacks refused to board bus. They said they would not enter, and nobody was going, what exactly is happening? And one woman that knew her right shut down the whole system. Just knowing your right can shut down the whole system. She stood her ground and they started shouting and they started talking and they said they're not going to allow that. And before you know it, that was where Martin Luther King Jr. got inspiration from. That was where his inspiration came from. And that's why he now started speaking and shouting, I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. There's a creed. He said, we hold the truth to be self-evident that all men were created equal. Why are we treated like slaves? I have a dream that one day the sons of slaves, our former slave owners, will sit together on the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day my sons will no longer be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. So he started saying them, and they're like, this guy don't know something. No wonder the Bible says my people are destroyed because of lack of word, knowledge. When you know, you're right. Exousia. Authority. You'll be able to confront every devil and tell the devil, get out of my space. Get out of my life. You can't stop my career. You can't stop me from fulfilling purpose, because all power in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. And Jesus said to me, behold, I give unto you what? Power. Rise on your feet. Understanding can change everything. By the grace of God, I'm going to forge ahead and teach a little bit next service in the supernatural, and we will pray. Supernatural, I know it's more of a prayer meeting and practical. That's what we're going to do. The supernatural. But it's good that I have laid this foundation and I've helped you understand this. So every revelation that you lack, your level of power operation is dependent on the level of revelation you have. Then exousia also operates in rank based on your connection and loyalty to the source. Your loyalty to the source and the increase of your rank determines the more influence that you have. Many people have low influence when some have higher influence. Why? They have more connection to the authority. They have more connection to the leadership, and they are submissive. And by so doing, consistency and loyalty in service, they begin to increase your rank. True or false? That's how it happens in this kingdom. That's why some people will start at the base level. In the kingdom of God, they are last corporals. And you move from being a last corporal, I don't know, the different ranking in different military space. And then you know they have the three rank, maybe sergeant. Then they move from whatever it is, like that, until somebody becomes a spiritual general, then a field marshal. At a field marshal level, you can be in a whole territory. T.L. Osborne was speaking one time, and many times he will be speaking. He enters the territory, he will say, T.L. Osborne, he will say, you demons, here, I come in the name of the Lord God Almighty. Listen to me. Give room until I'm done, and they will give room. Then a particular stage came, he will enter there and he'll say, demons, T.L. Osborne is here. Go now. They are gone. That's a new dimension. In other words, the man who is talking is now so intimate with the authority that he calls his name and even the demons recognize it as the authority. T.L. Osborne is here. Go now. And that's all. No argument. So in the kingdom, we begin to grow at different power level. And that's why you must not get. That's why when you are praying, don't ask yourself, what am I even praying about? Some people say, what are you praying about? We are not praying about Ishoro. I'm praying in rank because one day you too, you will bring all your Ishoro and I'll crush them. I'm praying, I'm growing, I'm serving. I'm in a service where my consistency, my devotion, and my loyalty determines my ranking. And that's why everybody, listen, don't joke about what we are doing. If you don't know who you are, Satan will beat you. That's it. We cannot try to hide this thing from believers. Because many believers are tied down, they are intimidated, they are messed up. The devil is treating them anyhow. They don't know their powers. They don't know what they possess. They don't know the authority that they have. I want you to pray and say, God, open my eyes to see more, to know more who I am in you. That the eyes of my understanding will be enlightened. Paul said that I will know what the hope of my calling is. There are rich inheritance, privileges, and rights that belong to the saints. I want to walk in this reality. Can you lift up your voice and begin to pray right now? I want to see your face. I want to know your ways. Rabba nega de lebo shande le basko payandesh. I don't have any phobia for nothing. God has not given me the spirit of fear, the spirit of bondage. He has given me the spirit of boldness, love, and sound mind. I know who I am. I know who I am. I know who I am. Shall go God pray like somebody who is angry. I can't take this rubbish anymore. Satan, I can't take this one. Get out of my space. Get out now. Exercise your authority. Stop waiting and say, God, where are you? God, where are you? No, the next expectation of creation awaits the manifestation of the sons of God. Don't call God. You are here on earth. Have I not said it that ye are gods? Tell that devil your master is here. Tell that devil God's representative is here. Even here, Rubabile. Even the Gedelebo Shana Baba Baba. Pray fervently, child of God. Pray. pray. Ruande ruaga baya gaba baba baba. Shaga gaga gaga gaga. Shaba lege de 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 de. Eruala gaba baba 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 baba. I give you 2 minutes. Pray. I want you to pray for me. Pray for me. Abaraya Shuda. Leave it to Jesus. Abaraya Shuda. Abara Yeshua, give it to Jesus, Jehovah. Abara Yeshua, Musio, Musio, Musio. Hey, Musio, Musio. Aye, Abara Yeshua. Speak to your body. Speak to your body. That voice that is telling you you will not make it. That voice that is saying you cannot go far. Tell that voice, shut up. That devil that is saying you will not get a job. That devil that say you will not carry your child. That devil that say you will remain stranded. Tell that devil, shut up. I come in the name of the Lord God Almighty. I come in the name of the Lord God Almighty. All the power belongs to you. All the power belongs to you. In heaven and the earth, all power belongs to you. Mighty name we pray. When you remember your exousia, cast it down all imagination and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. You bring them into subjection. Like a military man can throw anybody into the prison, throw that thought into the prison, that idea that the devil is bringing, throw it into the prison. He said you cannot make it, throw it into the prison, you will not have this. You capture it, bring every idea into captivity. Never accept the lies of the devil. David faced with Goliath, an Old Testament saint, and he looked at the giant and he asked him, knowing the authority that he had, he said, who art thou, uncircumcised Philistine, before the armies of the living God? Do you know my backing? Do you know my authority? He said, today I will give your flesh to the birds of the earth. Old Testament saints, how much more you that God is saying, I have given you. As the Father has sent me, so send I you. Somebody looks at you and they say, you will never graduate in this school, and you are crying. You can't see my tears. You will know the power of my knees. I cannot call on your name and end up in shame. No way. No way. I cannot bow before God and bow before man. No way. No way. You are my God. You are, you are, you are. You are, you are, you are. Joshua was in the midst of a battle, and though God had given them a word that they would win, they were sure that they were going to win, but something was going against them. Time was running against them so fast. And the Bible said, Joshua, looking at the very fact that God had given me a word, I have a word of prophecy that I will win, I have a word that I will succeed, I have a word that I will make it, I have a word that I'm supposed to have entered this level, and look at where I am right now. He took that word and he went to the sun, and he looked at the sun, and he said, all the elements of the earth, they must hear the voice of the one that created them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So he said, sun, you stand still, you moon, stand still, until I have won. The referee will not blow the whistle. And the Bible says, for the first time God heard the voice of a human being. In other words, there are many human beings that God wants to hear their voice, but they are not speaking. They are not speaking. For the first time, God heard the voice of a man, and the sun stood still, and the moon by itself stood on the other side, till the going down of the whole day, until they won, after they had defeated their enemy. I just imagine Joshua looking at the sun, and he said, ride on. Why? Because there is one who tells the sun where to stand, and the moon when it is supposed to set. The elements of the earth, they got instruction from God from the first day he spoke. And he told them, he said, once have I spoken, twice you have heard. The only thing that can make you not do what I am saying is an authority that is delegated from me. And Joshua, knowing very well that he's a commander of the Lord's army, he came in on behalf of God. Because your battle has to be won. No battle, no, I can't go back defeated. You have said it. He told the sun and the moon, stand still. Time has come for us to begin to command the elemental forces of the earth to respect us. They have to honor us, because the Bible says we understand that the whole world was framed by the word of God. Sir, what you don't believe, you will never see. One of the things I want to do in this church is to raise your faith level. Your faith level has to come out, because things are so messed up in the world that people refuse to even believe that there's power. They find it difficult to believe. So sometimes we have to steer people, steer them up, to show them the possibilities that exist in God. Because as I'm speaking right now, somebody gets angry today and gets back home, and what you were crying about is gone for life. Why? Because you tapped into the inherent power. There's so much inside already. Lift up your voice and begin to thank God for tonight's service. Tomorrow we'll continue on Friday. It's going to be massive. We have more time to pray massively on Friday, and we're going to bring down all strongholds. By the time I reveal to you the three dimensions, the remaining three, that you will now understand, and you will now know where to place, what demand to place, what kind of power do I attract whenever I am worshiping, whenever I am praying. Do you know that these dynamics I'm talking about now, if somebody stays here and they consistently pray for 20 hours to 40 hours, dynamics will be steered. It doesn't mean that you are going to remain in power. There's another dimension and something to do to remain there. But many believers will say, Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you for your grace upon our lives. We thank you for the release of your wisdom that is translated to power for some people. Many people here are walking out with understanding of their authority. Many people are walking out with understanding that I have stayed too long on this mountain.
Time has come for you to talk yourself out of that place where you are. Time has come for you to tell yourself, I will never be at this level again. No devil can bring me here. And I prophesy by the authority of Jesus, by the revelation of his word, the light that you have received, I declare that you break forth into new realms of power in the name of Jesus. I pray by the Spirit of God today, everyone under the sound of my voice, that the Lord God Almighty will cause you to start seeing who you are. Open your eyes to see more and more who you are. In the name of Jesus, the power locked up inside of you, I pray that you begin to press into the place of prayer to break forth and manifest the hidden potentials that is locked up. The power that is inside of you can influence everything you do. If you are a businessman, it can influence your business. If you are a career person, it can influence your career. If you are a student, anything. The power is easy. It can influence anything. And I declare by the Spirit of God, business people, you are going back. Go and read your Bible. It says, behold, I am he that giveth thee power to get wealth. That power to get wealth in the Old Testament, it is called creative ability. Creativity, insight, light, understanding to get wealth. You are breaking forth into new dimensions of power in the name of Jesus. No devil will be able to stop you. I say no devil will be able to stop you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can you lift up your voice wherever you are? Begin to thank God. If you are in service tonight, you have not accepted Jesus into your heart as your Lord and personal Savior. You say, Pastor Marvis, I want to make that commitment. I want to follow Jesus. Can you quietly raise your hand wherever you are? Let me just pray with you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Can you say after me, Lord Jesus, today I come to you the way I am. Lord, I ask that you have mercy on me. I receive forgiveness of sin made available by your blood, and I receive eternal life into my spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe you died for me. I repent today. I turn a new leaf to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Put your hands together for Jesus, everyone.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center. And visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.